Blog Talk Radio. Audience on the World Wide Web. This is the Don S. McClure Show, and you're listening, of course, to Don S. McClure. So sit back and relax and enjoy this special and exciting one-hour show. Sorry about that. I guess I got a little cold with this air conditioning in here. Tonight's topic, we all know something about it, the World Wide Web and Internet dating, especially on black websites. Tonight's show topic, understanding how internet dating really works, what separates a search from love versus sex, avoiding cons on the internet, finding the right connection, and last but not least, why are you dating on the sites? So this is Don McClure. So anything that you want to ask me, you can call in to our show at 818-691-7395, or you can reach me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com, which is our IM. And of course, later on, if you want to leave me a message, you can go to my website. But today's topic is going to be real good, and I'll enjoy it. So just sit back and relax. And if you got any questions to ask me, feel free to call 818-691-7395. This is the Don McClure Show. One of the things that I think that's important about internet dating is finding the right approach to going on a website. I think that that's been one of the problems that people have, and they seem to be out there searching. But a lot of times I think it's their approach. If you're going to be on a website, then you at least got to know exactly why you really want to be there. What are you looking for? What type of person are you really trying to find to connect into your life? And I think that's so important, especially with today's situations of dating. I mean, you have a lot of people out there that want to date, that want to get involved in relationships. Some say serious relationships, others say casual. And I think you have to understand exactly where you're going and what you want to do with that type of relationship. So if you want to call and get in on this conversation, you can immediately dial 818-691-7395. That's our call-in numbers. And I'm your host, Don S. McClure. So we'll take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Well, we're back, and I'm Don McClure. I had a chance to talk to one of my associates just a few seconds ago that's sitting in the studio. And also, we're broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. And it looks like it's at least 75 degrees outside. I haven't been out there yet because it's kind of hot, and I'm enjoying the airing inside the studio. But this has been a good chance for us to dialogue. And she was asking me a question while she was in the studio. She was saying, what should be the first thing she should do to get onto a website as far as dating. And she wanted to know whether or not it was the photographs or the profile, which one was, like, more important. Well, after listening to what she was saying and looking actually at a lot of profiles that I've had a chance to see since I've been on a lot of websites doing a lot of research, and the first problem that I find with people going on websites is the photo area. Now, a lot of times they want to find a picture that they take from their cell phone or something that they had from a family album or just something that they had sitting around, or their girlfriend might take a quick picture of them. Well, believe it or not, your first approach to the actual getting a photograph is the most important part, because that is the first thing that people see. A lot of people don't even read profiles. They just basically say, here's the photograph that I'm looking at. I see an attractive person or a person that I think will fit exactly what I'm looking for. And then from that, they will read the profiles. So if you're going to get some pictures, what I suggest you do is the first thing is get a really nice, up-to-date photograph. Doesn't have to be anything really professional, but it should be a photograph that you can actually see on your own computer or cell phone. If you've got a picture that's blurred to you and to your girlfriends or your daughter or who's ever putting you on the website, when that picture is blown up, it's going to distort. So it's going to automatically start with a bad representation of people looking at a photograph that they can't quite see. So I think the first thing you need to do is really just get a really nice photograph. Now, some of you young ladies have gone to Glamour Shots, and those are good. Some of you have gotten your friends to take a picture while you're at the Bahamas, or you're out on some cruise, or you're at a club, or even in your office. And I think all that represents a good photograph background, but you have to remember the first photograph that you put up there, which is usually your face shot or your profile lead-in shot, that's going to kind of determine how a person sees you. So if it's at the club and it's basically just a cropped headshot of a club shot, and once he clicks that picture on, it becomes large, well, naturally, his first impression is basically that's where you take majority of pictures, that's where you spend the majority of your time, and basically kind of like a person that goes out a lot. It doesn't mean that that's true, but it just means that when you have those photographs like that, that's the impression he gets. If you have a photograph with just a headshot from your job or your career, that's a good intro. And again, it sets the tone for how he sees you. So if you're looking to put out a professional image, then you want to gradually get him into the other images. The other photographs will go into your album. But what's going to happen is that first photograph is going to be the one that people really get involved in and see. So I think the best thing for you to do is to get a really good shot, whether it's outdoors or indoors, have it cropped, and use some photo software. Because once you do that, it's going to work a lot better where people can actually see your photograph a lot clearer. Because that's why they're going on the site, to determine what you look like and whether or not they're really interested in you. So I think that's important. So like I said, if you want to join in, you can call 818-691-7395. That's our call-in number. Feel free to dial me. I'll be here for the next 45 minutes. And we're going to talk about this till we can kind of get some headway, some leeway, where people can actually have a better direction on what it is they're trying to do with internet dating. I was listening to some people today as they sent me different emails, and the questions were wide-ranged. They went from what should I put on a profile as far as wording is concerned? And I thought that was a really good question, because a lot of people just put on certain websites, I'll tell you later. Sometimes they'll have it where they'll say, if you want a picture, request it. And a lot of times they'll talk about how they'll want to be able to give just limited information. And then some of them even send out notices as far as on their profile is concerned that they don't want any flirts. Well, I think the first thing you have to do is understand the website itself. Because if you can't understand the website, how it actually functions, then you might be putting something in your profile that doesn't work. The reason why they have flirts on there is because the company that designed the website felt like that would be an icebreaker, where actually you could hit that person up by saying, I'm interested, and hopefully they would reply back to a question and then say, well, interested in me in. So I found a lot of websites when we did our research. Well, a lot of the young ladies said, I just don't want the flirts. But again, the flirt was the first way of them introducing themselves. Once they viewed your picture, then they would sit down and actually go through that part of it and say, okay, I'm interested in this person. I've taken a look at their pictures. Hopefully I've read their profile, which again, that's one of the problems that I think we really have. I don't think a lot of people really read those profiles. So they're sitting there saying, I saw the pictures. She looked pretty nice. That's mostly how males approach the website. Females approach it from the photographs, then they'll kind of read a lot more. But it's like, what are they reading when they study the profile? Are they really reading the profile to see what it is they're actually searching for? Or are they just looking at some of the words saying, I want to see if he misspelled a word, or if he's good with diction, or even if he knows how to put a sentence together? So I think it's really going to start in your mind what you are truly trying to find when you look at a profile. But again, I caution you to say, don't put the same thing that everybody else puts in a profile. I've heard all the terms about, I don't want any drama, I don't want this going on or that going on, and I think that's important. I think we'll take this call and see who this is. They're calling, I think, from the Kansas City area. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great so far. The show's moving along. You're one of our first callers, and that's a good thing.
Well,
our topic tonight is, I can hardly hear you, ma'am. Could you talk up a little bit?
Okay. I had a question concerning the profile, that if you don't want to flirt, and if you send a message to a person saying that you would rather have a message instead of a flirt send, is that appropriate or inappropriate? And would it be offensive to that person?
I think in the first place, like I said, you have to first understand how the website is set up. The flirt, let's say a gentleman sends you a flirt because he likes your photographs and he hasn't really read your profile, but he says, I'm interested. He's thinking that because he said that to you, it's kind of like saying hello. So if you write him back and say, I think that was really nice, but could you send me a message? There's nothing wrong with that, because now you're opening the channel for dialogue and you're explaining that, I got your flirt. That's a nice way to say hello. Now can we have a conversation? So I think your approach is accurate. A lot of people keep saying they don't want the flirts, but that's the first hello. That's the first icebreaker. That's why the website's designed it like that.
Okay, thank you. That answered my question pretty well. Thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you for calling. That was Kansas City. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See, that was one of the things that I'm glad that person called in and asked. And on our board, we can read the area codes, getting an idea of where people are calling from. hopefully we'll get them right. But the thing that I like about her question was, there's a lot of confusion about flirts, non-flirts. Some people send flirts 15 million times. I know one website that unless you're actually paid up member, you can't do anything but send flirts. So some people are just on the website without paying the normal fee because the website said you can join our website for free and you can browse the pictures. Well, as you're browsing them, of course, you want to send a flirt. But I think you're going to have to take the initiative to understand that, yes, they want you to be a free browser, but the end result is they need for you to be a paid member so that you can communicate. So if you're not a paid subscriber and you keep sending all these flirts, the other person is going to get aggravated because you keep sending flirts with no message. And if they send you messages back, you can't read the messages because you're not a paid member. So what happens is the other person starts to think that you're on the internet playing with just sending flirt after flirt after flirt, when actually you're going to have to say if it's $29.95, $28.95, $14.95, or $19, whatever the rate is, $9.95. When you venture into a website, you're going to have to make the conscious decision before you finish posting your pictures whether or not you're really going to pay for this site. Because if you're not going to really pay for it, you can't get the benefits from it. Now, you don't have to pay an annual fee. You don't have to pay a six-month fee. You don't have to pay a three-month trial fee. What you can do is buy what they call a 30-day membership. Give them your credit card. When you sign on the account issue, just tell them that you don't want it to be reoccurring. You only want to try this out for 30 days. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, I'll be glad when my membership is up because I bought 6 months of time. Well, actually, you don't have to buy 6 months. If you buy the 30 days and you're truly not happy with the results you've been getting, then I think the best thing you can do is just go to another website or think about why you're not running into anybody worth dating in your local area or near you. And that's going to be something we're going to talk about in a few seconds, but internet dating really starts with your approach. Are you really willing to spend the $15.95 or $9 to start talking to people? Because that's what the dating is all about. The introduction, then the conversation. Now, if you're on a website because your cousin put you on there, your daughter wants you to date, your girlfriends think you haven't been out in a while, or you're just frustrated with not finding the kind of guys you want in your area, or you're such a busy professional that you don't get a chance to really get out and circulate, so the internet's the best place for you to meet new guys, then your first two approaches, and the main one is, do I want to spend the minimum fee for a 30-day trial, and do I have the photographs that really represent who I am? Because there's no sense in you complaining about their photographs and what they show you as a male trying to talk to a female or a female trying to talk to a male, and your photographs are not up to what we call standard. They don't have to be fabulous photographs, but they should represent what you look like within the last, let's say, 3 to 5 years. A five-year photograph is not that bad. When you start getting the 10-year photographs and 15-year photographs, or photographs with your grandchildren in them, your cousin, girlfriends, that's not really the appropriate photographs for a dating site. But we're going to get right back to that in a minute. We're going to take a break. I've got a friend of mine sitting in the studio shaking their head yes and no. We're going to talk for a minute, but I'll be right back. We're going to take a quick 60-second break. I guess it's 1 minute, and we'll be right back with the Don S. McClure Show. Thank you. we're back. And I really like that theme song, I'm telling you. I have to thank my co-producer, Miss Milton. I was discussing the theme song last night with her, and I thought it was good. I let her listen to it. She thought it was good. I called my assistant co-editor, and she thought it was good, but I really like that. It sounds like a really good jazz tune. Matter of fact, I told somebody it kind of sounds like I'm on the David Letterman show. But anyway, if you want to call in, call 818-691-7395. That's the number to call in to join this conversation about black websites and online dating, which is the future of today. I mean, we might as well face it. Everybody's going online to find that special person. And as I took that quick break, I told you I had a few people in the studio. And we were talking, and they were saying, what about dating guys that are real close? Or putting on your profile, I only want to date guys that are in my vicinity, city, state, county. And I don't want to talk to guys outside of that area. Well, then it gets broken down into two categories. On your listing on your profile, if you're listing that you're casually dating, then you can say, I only want to date guys that are local. If you're looking for a serious relationship or something that may lead into long term, then you can't really specify that the possible love of your life will live in your city, your state, your county. And the reason why that becomes a problem, a lot of people don't like long-distance dating. But you have to date first to really get to know this person. So let's just say you go to the Bahamas, like Stella's Got a Groove, I guess that's what the movie was. And you run into this fantastic guy who's visiting, but he lives in Wyoming in the United States, and you live in Chicago. When you see this guy, you really feel an attraction for him. You go out for drinks, that you sit there, you enjoy the Bahama breeze, and you're really taken by this person. So as you two talk, he tells you, I live in Wyoming. And you say, well, I live in Chicago. Now, he's the guy that your mind says you really want to talk to. Your heart's going pitter-patter. He's looking at you all Google-eyed. And you two have a real bond. You laugh, you joke, you talk about careers, whether or not you have children, no children, whether or not you've been married before. And the conversation leads into you really spending a lot of quality time together while you're in the islands. Now you've got to decide to come back. Do you really think that it's fair to say, I had a great time with you, but you live in Wyoming? Because you're dating, that means you need to leave the opportunity open for wherever your heart will find that person that you really enjoy. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, yeah, Don, I enjoyed that guy, but I want him to be close to me. I want him to be able to come over on a Friday night and take me out and come over on Sunday and we go spend time in the park. And all that's good. But when you're in the dating process of getting to know this person, you can't try to tie in all of his time and he can't tie in all of your time. It starts off so lickety-split that every few seconds you're talking to each other, so you want him very close. It's good to have the desire for that person. You still got to work through the lumps and bumps of after the first week, second week, third week, fourth week. There's a reason to say he should be where you are and you should be where he is. Now, it's not the expenses that blocks the long-distance relationship. It's your thinking of that, I can't like this guy, or I can't really be serious about this young lady because she lives in another city. So you're saying to your heart, I could meet a guy at the library, and right away my heart pounds. I'm just mesmerized by him. He's standing in the grocery aisle fumbling with some vegetables or something or some tofu. And you and him have that connection. And the minute he says, I live in Detroit, you go like, well, are you here just visiting? He's like, yeah, I'm visiting a relative, a friend, or going to a friend of mine's wedding. You tell your mind he can't be the one because he doesn't live next door to you. Now, that makes about as much sense as the man in the moon. Really, if you're going to do online dating, you can't bend and tell your heart what state or what city or what neighborhood it should allow you to have feelings for, because that's not how it works. Now, if you're just interested in dating casually and you're not looking to do anything serious, you just want to go out to dinner with a bunch of people, and there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean that you're labeled anything. But what it does say is that if the guys are closer, I can go out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, have drinks. I'm at the club. I just want to get together with people so I can go out. If a concert comes up tomorrow, I want to be able to pick up the phone and call Bobby or whatever their names are today, Shawan or whatever it is. Because you're only interested in casual dating. So it really doesn't matter that he lives out of town, because all you want to do is pick up the phone and be able to go on a date. So you have to decide what it is you're looking for. But if you're asking your heart to determine how you feel about a person based on their location, that's impossible. Because real love doesn't come in the form of a zip code, an area code, a number one for whatever country they're in. It comes from the connection between two people. So when you're searching these profiles, and you're going to have to get to the point where if you see a profile you really like, and you send a flirt, or he sends a flirt, and you send a message, you're going to have to open up enough to give him another form of communication with you. Because now that he's got the written essence of you, now that he's gotten the photo image of you, you have to communicate more to even see if you can make that into something that you feel, because you'll hear it in his voice. Now, I hear a lot of ladies always talking a lot about guys can't write good profiles. And again, doing a lot of research, they'll say, well, yours was written really well, and I'm looking for a guy who can really articulate. Again, ladies, if you're looking for a serious relationship, every guy is not going to have a master's degree in English literature. He's not going to be all that cultured all the time. And maybe you being the cultured person, you might be able to take him to some things he's never done before. Art galleries, museums, wine and cheese. So because he's got a profile that doesn't say a lot of inside his profile, doesn't mean that he's not the guy for you. It just means that maybe he hasn't been exposed. So he may be the kind of guy that figures, if I get on a profile and I flex my muscles, maybe she's going to like that. Or if I show her the kind of car I drive, or I show her where I live in my house. Those are nice things to show her, but actually, his communication skill, once you can kind of hear something you can work with, that's what's going to lead into the next conversation with a person. Whether or not he can drive the best cars and still not be able to convince you and your heart that he's the guy for you. So communication is going to be the biggest key, and it's going to tell you, and it's going to tell your heart whether or not this person can fit within where you want to go in this relationship. But the determining factor is, do you want something very serious, or are you looking for something that's just casual? Now, ladies, again, back to these photographs that you take. You can't put a very, very sexy photograph on a profile and then expect guys not to approach you and think about sex. It's just not going to happen. Men are visual animals. That's why they put young ladies in swimsuits on sport cars. That's why in all the movies you see, they try to find the most beautiful woman dressed sensuously so that males can be attracted to that. And it's not that you have to wear something really sexy and revealing. But the point is, if you show him a club picture with a lot of cleavage, then his mind is going to go to a whole together different level versus a serious relationship. Now, all men enjoy sex. Most of the men that I know, I see somebody in my audience got a laugh and they're like, yeah, shaking their head. This is what happens to people. Men are visual. So they see you, and yes, they fantasize about the things they would like to spend time with you involved in. And it doesn't mean that they want to have one night stands all the time. So we got to get to that point in the next few minutes. It just means that your pictures are the representation of what you feel. If you're going to wear the matron look of the Church of God in Christ, and not to talk about them, where your dress is all the way down to the floor and you got dull matron look, and if he's trying to communicate with you, evidently he likes dull matron looking females. So you don't have to always try to outdo the other female when you're dressing to get on a website, but you have to bring to the table who you really are. If you want to wear skirts up to the top of your thighs, that's fine if you can get away with it. But make sure that whatever picture you put out is truly a representation of who you are. And actually, on the photograph issue, you should have something casual, something kind of not really dressy. If you want to do the glamour shot thing, that's okay. But if you want to show them the small amounts of versatility, I think you should have anywhere between 3 to 4 pictures. That way he can see who you are. He should add 3 to 4 so that he could tell what he's looking at. And for the women that feel like weight is an issue, which is why a lot of them take headshots, doing the headshot is okay for the opening of the profile, but if he doesn't get to see you and he's really not into full-figured women or very, very large women, then that date is going to be over with the minute that you two meet. So it's best to have something showing almost full length and a headshot, at least 2 pictures if you're going to be on there. I advise you to at least have 3. And for the ladies that keep taking the same picture and cropping it 14 different ways, but it's the same outfit with just you turning left and right, you're going to have to do better than that. Internet dating means that you're going to have to invest some time, some thought, some effort, a couple of dollars here and there, because you got to pay for the site. You got to get some halfway decent photographs. And please stop taking them photographs that have somebody else in the photograph, or crop that person out. And for the ladies that keep putting their grandchildren on a dating site and their cousins and all the family reunion pictures, stop putting those on there, because for the simple reason they're not dating your cousin and your grandmothers and they don't want to see your family album. It's supposed to introduce you, so that you can get a shot at this guy or he can get a shot at you, and you two can have a really good beginning of a relationship. And I think if you work it right, you're going to find that you and this guy or you and this female have a lot more to offer each other, and you won't waste as much time. But what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself being mesmerized by somebody that you really like from the photographs and the words. And like I said, give them a break. Maybe they can't articulate like Shakespeare, or maybe they don't know who Antonio Vivaldi is. And don't expect them always to be at a certain level. But we're going to talk about that as soon as we take a quick break. And I'm going to sip on this cup of coffee. And if you want to get in on this conversation, call me at 818-691-7395. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And definitely, I'm Don S. McClure. We'll be right back. Talking about internet dating. And I just saw an email or an IM come across my screen on McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And the question was, what's the difference in dating for love and sex? And I kind of knew we were going to get into that issue because that's really, it came from a female. And women still today really don't care for one-night stands or just being somebody's sexual liaison just for a minute. Okay, one word of caution I have to give to people. You can't really protect your feelings with sex by holding it off 15 years, 10 years, 2 years, 3 years. And the reason why I say that, if all he wants from you is sex, it doesn't matter when he gets it, whether it's the first date, the last date, the 10th date, the third date. If that's all he wants, the minute that he gets it, he's going to be gone anyway. And it's better for you to actually find that out from a guy than to keep going on in a relationship thinking that he's really trying to get something special as a serious relationship with you. Now, I know ladies don't like to hear that, and I'm not saying you have to give your body up to every guy you date, but I'm saying to you that just like there is no secure thought in you waking up in the morning, hope for it, you pray for it, you really want to see the next day, there's no guarantee. So if you're thinking, if I marry this guy, then I give him the sexual relationship, the marriage may go sour because you and him are not sexually compatible. So in that area, your mind is going to have to really coincide with your heart. And you have to decide if this is the guy that you really want to have sex with. Not just every guy you met on the internet that sends you nice emails and stuff. You've got to have it in your mind and heart and soul that when you do that, when you participate, if you participate, that you really hope this guy is after you. Now, I still think that there are some telltale signs. I think if you and him can hit a chord, and it's not about timing, it's about connection. It's like two people when they have a friendship. You meet this person, it's a bond. You think you'd do anything for them, they'll do anything for you. And it happens so lightning fast, in seconds, that you kind of get the feeling you can really, really trust this person. You really believe in this person. Because it came from the conversations that you were having, the feelings that you had, the small amounts of time that you spent together or the large amounts of time. So people are asking me, well, how do you know? Your gut feeling, if you listen to your heart and your mind, will really kind of tell you whether or not this person is truly interested in you or just really interested in having sex with you. Now, we're talking about the pros and cons here. Again, almost everybody's had a bad relationship, if they've been out there dating at all. So for people to think that that part is not going to come up, it is. But if he takes you to dinner, and 2 seconds after you're at the dinner, he's saying, listen, can we get up out of here so we can go make love? Then you already know what time that is. But if you're going to gamble, and I'm not saying you should just gamble with your sex. What I'm saying is, if you really think about it, and your gut says, I really feel that this guy does care about me. I didn't say love, but really, really cares about me. And I really care about him. And I kind of want to take it to the next level with him. Then you have to go into it like teams go into a football game. They go in to win. They go in to beat the other team. They go in to say, hey, this is something I really want to do. This is something that we've been preparing for. But they also know that the other team is preparing to win. So they have to go into it really 96% believing they can win. If you really believe that this is a relationship that will probably last, and it comes from, like I said, conversations with this person, their desire for you, your desire for them, and you'll be able to kind of hear what they're saying. I remember watching this movie called Open Range, and I think everybody should see this movie because Sue really explains to this cowboy who's being played by Kevin Costner why she feels they could make it. And actually in my first book, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels, I put that dialogue in there, and I put it in there for a reason because it was so fascinating to hear a woman really explain how she felt after he explained some things to her. So I think, ladies, as far as that's concerned, it's a gauging point. Doesn't mean you're always going to get it right, but it's a gauging point. And 9 times out of 10, most guys are not going to marry anybody without knowing them physically. And most females who are logical are not going to do it either because if he can't satisfy her after they're married, the marriage is probably going to end up dissolving. Doesn't mean that she doesn't love him or like him. But if she can't get that satisfaction, it's going to cause a lot of frustration. And I know I've heard people talk about, well, Don, can't you get into the relationship and that person kind of teach you some of the things they like? That's true. If that person is really willing, and if you're really, really willing to say, maybe he didn't get it right this first time, but we can work on it. It really gets back to communication and how much you care about this person. But the bottom line is, when you're searching on the internet, there is no guarantee that he doesn't just want you for sex. There is the guarantee that he may want you as a person in his life if he approaches you that way. So it's kind of like 50 in one hand and 50 in another. The internet is a guessing game, and that's why you go through profiles. But if you go through too many profiles, then you have too much to choose from. This guy writes real good. This one talks real well. This one dresses real well. This one I've been in the perimeter of where I want to be. And when you overload your mental thoughts with too many guys trying to seriously date. Now, like I said, if you're just casually dating, You can talk to 50, 60 guys on there. But you don't want to confuse serious dating, because you've got to go the distance with the date. You've got to talk to the person, communicate with them, see if they're really what you want, see if he can really tolerate some of your crazy ways, see if he does the things that make you really, really enjoy a person. And we're going to get into specifying. I find it amazing that women want to write on profiles, he's got to be this, he's got to be that, he's got to have this kind of job, or he's got to have a car, he's got to live in New York, or he's got to live in Detroit, or he's got to be the assistant to the governor, or I can't date him, or if he doesn't have a PhD, he works as a manager at McDonald's, so that's not good enough for me. Ladies, you have to understand one thing. None of that will mean a hill of beans to your heart if you don't really care about him. Because you can't bring his car to the bedroom. You can't take his car inside of the cultural center so that everybody can see it. And who wants to go to a party where all you keep talking about is he makes $100,000 a year, so I'm going to be comfortable? So realistically, it has to be the person that you want. You have to separate the person from the material things. If you're materialistic, you're not going to separate them, because you're not after the male, you're after what he has. If he's only after you because of the sexual encounter, then he's only going to talk about that 99 or 96% of his time. You're never going to talk about anything else. So you're going to kind of know that's the only thing on his mind. He's never going to ask you how you're feeling. He's never going to want to know those late night calls just to say good night, those silly little cards that say I really care about you. None of the things that's going to make your bells go off to say he wants me more than just for a sexual encounter. But that's the amazing part to me. When you're going on an internet website to date, it's nothing wrong with it, whether or not you feel your daughter put you on there, or your cousin or best girlfriend. The most important part is that they're trying to get you to meet somebody that you may have a good relationship with. I don't know if that relationship is going to last forever, because it depends on what forever is to you. But I still say that once you can find somebody you truly enjoy, and if they're out of town, if it's long distance, if it's one of those situations where you miss them a lot, then you two are going to sit down and at some point make a decision on how you're going to spend more time together. So I think that's going to be really important. But if you look at it, internet dating is no different than meeting the guy next door who possibly may not live in your city. Internet dating is no different than going to move to a new apartment and your neighbor says hello, and he becomes the guy that you're mesmerized by. I think that was in some movie like Waiting to Exhale. She liked her neighbor. I really believe that if you lock in your mind that all relationships are not destined to fail, all relationships don't end up bad, and all guys are not just out here trying to have every female that they meet, your heart may open up a little bit more. Because the worst thing to do in a relationship, ladies and men, is to keep focusing in on what did not happen in the last 10 relationships, what did not happen in the last 5 relationships, what did not happen in the last 1 marriage or 2 marriages. You've got to come to the table with a whole new idea of what this relationship is going to be about. And if you keep bringing up male or female, if you keep saying, I dated this type of woman and she beat me out of my money, I dated this kind of guy and he dogged me out, and I gave him all I could give him, I was a good woman. The guys are the same thing. Every female I want is trying to get my money. Well, you first got to start thinking about what caliber of people you're not communicating with. Because usually, like I said in the movie, people will tell you up front if you listen what their intentions are, and you won't have to guess. But a lot of times we're not listening because we look at the pictures, We see a nice-looking guy or a nice-looking female. We read some of the stuff. And then we ask the same standard questions. Stop doing the interview dates and just have conversations. It isn't going to help you to say, what school did you go to? How many kids do you have? Have you ever thought about having sex with 15 different people? These are the things that almost everybody asks, like all the web pages have. I don't want any drama. He can't have no more than two kids. He has to be 5'9". That's not what your heart's going to tell you if you're seriously looking for a serious relationship. Now, like I said, the first thing is look in the mirror and tell yourself the truth. Are you really looking for something serious, or are you fascinated with how many people are on the internet? Because there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and they're in all different cities. And actually, it's a good thing, the World Wide Web, because now you can meet people in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You can meet people in Detroit. You can meet people in Canada. That might be the person that you really want in your life. But you first got to ask yourself honestly, what type of relationship are you really looking for? What kind of guy do you really want to make your heart jump? Because you already know. If he's the kind of guy that can make you laugh and smile and enjoy your life and feel like, hey, we could battle the world together, then more than likely, that's the guy you need. If he doesn't make those small things that you really like, to make your toes curl, as they say, then no matter what he says or what he drives or where he lives, you're never going to really enjoy that person. So you have to come to the table first with the realization of, why are you on a website? Because I want to find that guy that I really like. Then you're going to have to spend a couple of dollars and really research the profiles and talk to different people. Don't talk to too many so you're confused. It's going to be kind of like job dating. So you go to the interview, you search out the companies, you find out what you want to do for that company. The same thing with dating. You look at the profiles, you read them, and you kind of say, okay, maybe he doesn't put there versus there correctly. But let me see what else he has to offer before I just write him off. Because I remember working in corporate early. I didn't have all the tools that they wanted right away, but as I stayed into the field, I became better at it. We've got 5 more minutes of my show. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. If you want to email me after that, you could send me an email at McClureDonS@gmail.com. I hope that all of you will go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and order my new book, Romantic Images in You. That book has really got a real good love relationship between two people that I created, Tiana and David. They're going to do some more adventures. And I have a new book out called The Gods in the Beginning of Life, and it has those same two characters in the book. Make sure that if you don't have a copy, get a copy of my autobiography, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels. It's a great book, and it'll tell you about my ups and downs and how I view life and all the things I've been through. So I think those are good things for you to really look at. And it's really a good book. All of my books are really good, but Broken Wings, Fallen Angels is an excellent book. We got 4 more minutes on the show. If you'd like to call to get in on the last minute, it's 818-691-7395. That's my number, 818-691-7395. And if you want to talk to me after the show, I guess you have to call my Las Vegas number. But we're broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I do have a couple of people sitting in the studio there enjoying her, waving their hands. I think she got one more question. What's your question? The young lady that's in the studio asked me to say, once you get into a relationship with this guy, should you get off of the internet? Well, I think you could kind of put your profile on a pause. You don't have to totally get off. But you may want to talk a few times with him and see if this is the one. If not, then it's still open to you to search. But it gets confusing. It's kind of like having a smorgasbord, so to say, or all you can eat. So you put a little bit of everything on your plate, and then you decide on what you really like, and you go back and you get that. So it's going to take time to date, and time is not in numbers, like my clock is ticking down to 3 minutes and 32 seconds. Time is what your heart feels and what you figure you can really digest and understand for this person. And if you don't understand something from them, ask them, why do you like classical music so much? What types of things do you really enjoy that I would enjoy? You got to get to those conversations, and your heart has to be at the lead front of that. Because if you're just doing questionnaires, they may answer the questions correctly, but he may not be the person you really want. We got two more minutes. The number is 818-691-7395. This is Don McClure. And, of course, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We're broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. And, again, I want to thank my listening audience on the World Wide Web. I want to thank my friends in different cities. I mean, there's so many I can't remember all the cities or name them all. But it's been enjoyable to be here for this hour. I'm coming back next Friday. So if you missed calling in on this one, make sure you tune in for next week. We've got an exciting show that we're going to post. But I want everybody to at least try internet dating. It's not as bad as you think. I think that's one of the great things about America is the technology that we've learned and that we use. So I think everybody needs to at least try it once. And don't always judge the whole internet by the bad things that you get. They're not all bad out there. We've got one more minute left for the show, actually a minute and 48 seconds. So if you want to call, you can. If not, send me an email to McClureDonS@gmail.com, or you can reach me on Facebook. You just type my name in, Don S. McClure, and you'll see a picture of me, and I'm on Facebook, and I'll answer some more of your questions for you. So for those of you that were scared to call and ask, and for those of you who did call, I enjoyed you. It was ticking down, telling me I got 90 more seconds, and I've really enjoyed it. My new favorite saying is going to be, enjoy life. That is all you have. And with that, I'm going to say good night. I got 60 seconds to go, and it's been great. I've enjoyed the show. Have a good one. We'll talk soon.